This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Help. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, the insane Daryl Wayne and me, hi, I'm Mark Allen, we're going to be talking about a wide variety of subjects, ranging from sleep to the fires that continue to burn in Ventura, California, where we are based. We're going to spend about 12 minutes a little bit later on, maybe 14 minutes a little bit later on in this first hour with Daryl, talking about his experience. And I'll probably mention my experience in the fires from 4 or 5 years ago when I was evacuated. We'll be talking about that kind of thing and the psychology that goes through your mind. During hour two, we're going to spend some time, again, talking about sleep, but from a different point of view, from a medical point of view. And we'll wrap up today's show talking about Dr. Burnout with Dr. Ansari Wynn, who's an anesthesiologist who doesn't practice anymore, but works with doctors, chiropractors, and other healthcare professionals to keep them sharp and going. We're going to start our show with our regular contributor, Dr. Greg Salea, and we're going to talk about sleep and insomnia. I'm going to turn to Daryl before I bring Greg up.
Yeah, so you can probably ask Greg about the fires as well, because he's local.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're in Santa Rosa Valley. So are you as do you sleep well, Daryl?
No, not really.
Have you always not slept well?
There have been times that I have and times that I haven't. You know, I think it has to do with shutting my mind down, because I tend to you know, run things over and over in my head.
Right, and you worry about...
I think it's more mental than physical.
Yeah, I'm the same way, because I'm not a good sleeper. Never have been. My parents would put me down to sleep, and I'd want to get up to be part of the adult party. All right, we go to Dr. Greg Salea. How close are you to the fires, Dr. Salea?
You know, I think from where I'm standing, we dodged a real pretty serious bullet, because it was so windy it would have just torn through everything. But not real close. I mean, when you're driving down the grade, you can definitely see flames, and they're huge. They look close, but they're not.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, let's talk about sleep. I mean, you know, worrying about if your house is going to burn down with all of your precious belongings would be one way and one reason not to sleep well. But
yeah, and that, you know, I would say that falls into a pretty good excuse not to get sleep, and I don't think it's something that we're talking about here. You know, just even having your phone by your side, just in case you get that alert to evacuate, you know, and every little beep that goes off. So I think it's a different stress environment when we are having fires. But, you know, when we're just dealing with regular insomnia, I mean, if you think about it, everybody's on their smartphones, their TVs, and they're workaholics, and it becomes a real problem. Sleep is a real issue today.
And without sleep, what happens?
Your body starts having some pretty serious issues. I mean, sleep is based around your circadian rhythm, and it's a rhythm that's inherently built into our bodies. And the problem being is that we try to circumvent it, which becomes a big issue. And so sleep can be a big detriment to your health, everything you can even imagine.
With lack of sleep, also lack of productivity. I know that if I don't sleep well one night, the next day is just, it's torturous.
Yeah, and you know, you can break sleep down into acute and chronic insomnia, if you're looking at insomnia. Acute is something that if you have for a few days, you'll figure out how to get over it. The problem comes is where we start dealing with chronic insomnia, where it usually lasts longer than 30 days, and it becomes a pretty chronic, consistent thing.
Chronic is, you know, we talked about stress. Would that be one of the
primary issues, you know, worrying about bills or having to get up to do that proposal tomorrow morning or having an appointment with a doctor or whatever it might be, but it's always something. And you, as Daryl said, his mind just doesn't shut down. And he has one of the most active minds I've ever seen.
Well, I don't think he's alone, and it's pretty common. You know, with our lives today, we've complicated things quite a bit from what we're used to or supposed to be doing. And, you know, we end up with problems. You know, if you look at different sleep cycle models, we have anywhere between 4 to 5 different phases of sleep cycles, depending upon which model you look at. And with a lot of the insomnia type of issues, we end up having a lack of phase 3, 4, and 5, which can create problems with our hormones, especially growth hormone, and how your body repairs and refurbishes itself.
With growth hormones, though, we're both over 18, and Daryl certainly is. Do we still generate growth hormone?
Well, your body still needs to regenerate. So, yeah, your hormones have to be really imbalanced. And this sleep issue really creates problems with hormone imbalance. I don't know if you've heard of cortisol and melatonin.
Absolutely. Cortisol is the that stress hormone that's released and can cause big bellies.
Yeah, you know, it's basically your awake hormone, and it stimulates blood sugar release. It stimulates a lot of other things, but what cortisol does is it opposes melatonin. So, as we all know, melatonin is a sleep hormone, and when melatonin is low, cortisol's high, and when cortisol's high, melatonin's low. So the more stress we're under, the cortisol raises and melatonin decreases, and therefore we end up with sleep issues.
At the health food stores, they have melatonin capsules, pills, tablets. Is that something that can help with people sleeping?
And, you know, I do use it, but it's usually not my first line of treatment, because here again you're treating a symptom, right? You're trying to change the balance of your hormone structure, which can be a real problem if you start doing it on a chronic basis. You know, once in a great while, sure. And it works for some people, and other people it doesn't work at all. It depends what your cortisol levels are and other aspects of what's happening with your body. There's a lot better ways to deal with stress or insomnia as well.
And what are some of those ways?
Well, I would say one of the first things that we can see is you have to have yourself a bedtime ritual. You know, we all sit up looking at these screens until, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, or so on.
And you and I have talked about this before. You actually turn your stuff off.
Well, yeah, I try to be in bed at 9 o'clock. It doesn't always work, but it does make a big difference. And there's different ways you can block out blue light, because blue light stimulates cortisol production.
And blue light is sunlight.
Blue light is sunlight, and you can also get it from your screens, your TVs, your cell phones, you know, all the stuff we're being exposed to every single night for entertainment, right?
Right.
And so there's several different ways to go about it. The first way is there is a computer program, and it's still free, and it's called F.LUX, and you can download that free online. And what happens is around 4 to 5 o'clock, depending upon how you set it, it starts changing the light output of your computer. So it changes and it reduces your blue light. There's also another
way. My Mac does that automatically, by the way.
Yeah, and PCs can do that. You can get apps for your phones, and some of these operating systems on phones now already have it built in, because it is that important.
Right.
There is another way that you can deal with it, and there's certain blue-blocking glasses. There's a company called Biohacked, and they make what they call True Dark glasses. In fact, if you want to see more, you can go to my website, drsalea.com, and look under videos, and you'll find a whole video just on these true dark glasses.
But that would be, isn't that somewhat, I don't know, uncomfortable? I mean, I wear glasses, so I'd have to wear glasses on glasses.
You know, the Yeah, and they do have an insert for prescription lenses. These things are really nice. They're built really well, and they do work. But, yeah, is it taking care of the problem? Well, it enables you to do a little bit more when you want to do it. But theoretically, we should be turning off these blue lights.
And just turn them off at, say, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. And that would include TV and limit TV watching and movie watching as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, it's hard to do.
It is hard to do. I mean, I just watched late the other night. I just watched the last episode of Longmire, and it had to have been 10 o'clock at night that we watched that. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and then we went to bed. So
yeah,
when
next
we.
Thing you know, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, when we come back, I want to know some good practices, because if you go to bed at 9 o'clock, and unless you're getting up at 3:30 in the morning, I couldn't go to sleep. I guess I could train myself. But I like to read before I go to bed. And I know I read from an iPad. I used to read from a book. And I probably should go back to the book. So we'll talk about that. Dr. Greg Salea, regular contributor to Late Night Health, our guest. Go to drcelaya.com, drcelaya.com for more information. We'll have an article on our website, Late Night Health, and it'll also link to Dr. Salea's as well. All right, don't go away as Late Night Health continues with the insane Darryl Wayne, and I'm Mark Allen. More coming up.
Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Grief can be such a burden on your heart. It can be crippling to the point where you can't even seem to function. I've been there, and I know that pain. But I also know you're not alone in that sorrow. We're all going through something in this life. Just as the sun has to face dark days, so do we. But the sun also has to shine again. Letting go of grief is not about letting go of your loved one. It's about making room in your heart for the love that you hold for them. If you have great grief, then you must have a very big heart too. It's time to fill your heart with that love and share it with everyone.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHelp.com.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Hi, this is Nate Roos for RAD. Music and friends are two of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. Hey, when you know your friend shouldn't get behind the wheel, drive them home, call them a cab, or give them a RAD card. Music lives, and so should you. I don't let my friends drive drunk. Do you?
Brought to you by RAD, OTS, California Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Late Night Help is on the air. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne, and we're talking about sleep. We're talking about insomnia. Do you know what percentage of people have trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, not waking up 2 or 3 hours later, and having interrupted sleep? Doctor?
Oh.
I was asking you. It wasn't rhetorical. It was for you.
I thought maybe you had the answer. I don't know the exact percentages.
But it's high.
It's quite high, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very high.
I'm working on a project now where for men with prostate issues, get up every 2 to 3 hours every night. You probably hear about this in your practice. And
And
that interrupts their sleep. It destroys their productivity the next day. They wake their wives up or spouses up or significant others up, to cover everybody here, and everybody loses when they get up. You know, you get up to pee, it's distracting.
It is, and it can be for both parties, like you mentioned. You know, there's so many pre-existing health conditions that can lead to insomnia. I mean, you have depression, grief, anger, stress. You have medical disorders, asthma, hyperthyroidism, chronic pain, cancer, prostate issues, like you mentioned. Medications as well can create this to occur. And even they found 7 genes that are linked to insomnia.
Oh, my. So it can be hereditary.
Yes, it can. Yep.
Wow. The new study of epigenetics indicates that you can overcome genetic predispositions. Is this one that can be overcome?
Well, any type of genetics can be overcome through epigenetics, but you do have the predisposition to have insomnia. You know, they did a research study with 100,000 individuals, and they found these genes.
Wow. That's amazing. I wonder how my parents were. My mom was a good sleeper. I don't remember my dad. He was always up early. I don't remember him sleeping in, even on the weekend.
People need different sleeps, but you know, there's so many different things that you can do for sleep other than just, you know, reduce the blue light, like we talked about before.
What about exercise before going to sleep?
Exercise is huge, and sometimes when you do it before going to sleep, it can stimulate your body to not sleep. It can stimulate the stress hormone. So you're better off doing it in the morning, and they found that if you do it in the morning or earlier in the day, it will make a difference for your sleep.
Wow. So that would be good. Also, that exercise reduces stress.
Yeah, it does. It does. And you know, there's so many things that you can do. I mean, counseling can make a difference to reduce your stress because you're able to cope better with your problems. Avoiding alcohol, caffeine, heavy meals at dinner, those do make a big difference as well. You know, a lot of people think alcohol is a relaxant, but it can create a problem with either going to sleep or staying to sleep.
Somebody wants to talk to you, Greg.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. With all the items that can affects sleep. As we're talking here, I mean, diseases and everything else, it would seem to me that stress would be way up at the top, if not number one. And everybody reacts to stress differently.
Yeah, stress is a big one. And there's certain supplements that you can take to minimize how your body deals with stress. You have what they call adaptogens. And what they do is they help your body deal with stress one way or another. There's a lot other supplements as well that you can take, like glycine and phosphatidylserine and L-theanine, magnesium, tryptophan, TABA, chamomile. You probably heard of this.
Oh, yeah, sure.
One of the big things that I see is it ends up being blood sugar issues can cause insomnia.
The up and down?
Yeah.
Of the blood sugar?
So sometimes when your blood sugar is too low, it creates an adrenal stimulation, which can increase blood sugar. And when you have too low of a blood sugar, sometimes your body tends to want to wake you up to try to stimulate that. So the adrenal type of stimulation.
Is that wake up is so that you can eat?
Exactly. So what I'll suggest to patients is, number one, don't eat a big heavy meal close to going to bed. Couple hours before, you can eat some light proteins and fats, which will make a difference. But if you do happen to wake up in the middle of the night, you can probably try some almonds. See how that does to stimulate, the relaxation of your blood sugar or increase it just a little bit.
And that would be raw almonds?
It makes a difference. Yeah, almonds, well, it doesn't have to be raw, but sure, raw is better.
Yeah, I know you like raw almonds. I like roasted but dry roasted almonds. They taste better to me. We are out of time. Dr. Saleh will be back in 2018. I know he will. Check him out at Dr. Saleh, CELAYA.com, drsaleh.com, or go to latenighthealth.com. And we'll have his website and his pretty picture up there at latenighthealth.com. All right, more coming up. We're going to talk about fires with Uncle Daryl and Uncle Mark as Late Night Health continues. Don't go away.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. The Skirball fire is fully contained after burning for 10 days in the Sepulveda Pass and destroying 6 homes. The fire was declared 100% contained at 6 p.m. last evening. The California Public Utilities Commission has issued a proposal that would implement an emergency moratorium on new commercial and industrial natural gas customer connections in areas that would rely on the Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Storage Facility for its service. Public menorah lightings will be held tonight in Sherman Oaks and Santa Monica to mark the fifth night of Hanukkah, Judaism's 8-day commemoration of the temple rededication that followed Maccabees' victory over a larger Syrian army in 165 B.C. In Sherman Oaks, the Galleria will be hosting it at 7:30 by the fountain at the Cheesecake Factory, and in Santa Monica on the 3rd Street Promenade between Santa Monica Boulevard and Arizona Avenue. KABC SoCal weather, 52 overnight, 71 in sunshine on Saturday. Right now, 56 in downtown L.A. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Talk radio.
790 KABC.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. We're doing a little experiment in the studio today.
That's a little scary to hear.
It is a little scary. Neither one of us shaved. Take a look at toward the cam. There you go.
Yeah. Actually, I shaved a lot, just not all the way.
Oh, okay. The Don Johnson look.
Yeah, well, I had the Billy Goat Santa Claus look going about a week ago. So, gotcha. I shaved quite a bit.
Got it. Yeah, I do too. I didn't feel like
just,
it today.
You know, the thought of going back to using any kind of electric razor or blade just, kick.
Maybe we should do a thing on shaving.
Yeah.
All right.
It's got to be bad for you. If we could prove that some correlation between shaving and
skin cancer
or something.
Well, we're going to talk about something kind of serious. We're in the Daryl Cave right now, and this is our new studio.
Yeah.
And
Josh refers to it as the wine cellar for some reason.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The wine cellar. Okay.
I haven't seen any, but
no,
it may
that
be
would
here.
Be a no-no here.
It's been the wine cellar on occasion, but not the wine cellar.
Only when I'm here. We're going to talk about fire and what it does psychologically to people. And I'm going to, you know, we're here in Ventura, in just outside of downtown Ventura, California, doing our show, and we're going to release this video prior to the actual air date of the show on radio.
Right, I believe this is December 11th.
No, it's December 12th.
12th, 12th. Oh, yeah, the 11th was yesterday.
Yeah, the 11th was yesterday.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, exactly. And tomorrow will be the 13th.
Okay.
Okay. Though, with the fire, many people thought the apocalypse had begun.
A lot of people were, checking to make sure North Korea hadn't done anything. I mean, it looked bad. It looked like nuclear winter on Tuesday morning here.
It did. And where I live in a couple of cities over, in Thousand Oaks, we could not see the sun for 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, starting Monday afternoon, Monday night.
Yeah, this is how the dinosaurs met their demise, I believe.
I think so. And then the next day, Tuesday and Wednesday, it was awful. It's since cleared up. Where I live, there was a fire that may have been started by arson. That's the rumor in my area. But I don't know if they knocked on your door or called you.
There were people, neighbors in the neighborhood that were knocking on doors and trying to get people evacuated and saying it was mandatory. And they were getting a variety of reactions. People were saying, oh, thank you, and they were loading up. One of the particular neighbors said, are my pants on fire? And they said no, and then said, leave me alone. And
whoa.
Then other people were saying, well, who made you the authority? How do I know for sure that this is a mandatory evacuation? There were varied reactions, but literally the hillside is 10 houses away, and I sat on Tuesday morning and watched the fire burn down that entire hillside within 1,500 feet of the house.
It's scary. I mean, what went through your mind?
Well, you never know. I mean, first of all, you can never, you know, we don't have a go bag per se packed of things that we would take of the vitals. You know, I mean, we did evacuate on Monday night for a period of time. And what do you grab? I grabbed maybe a hard drive of some of the critical things that are recorded that I could never get back. You know, you take, passports, you take birth certificates, you take any kind of money. The photographs are strewn all around the house in different boxes, some of them are digital, but certainly not family photographs. I don't know anybody that's consciously taken the history of their family photographs and had them all digitized. They're the ones that are in the bins that you mean to have that done to. But a lot of people just haven't done it.
And a go-to box, that's actually a very good idea to have, you know, all your passports, your money, the things that you really need, you know, stashed in one place. You grab it and leave.
It's a great idea, but nobody does it, and you're not really prepared. I mean, literally, we were without power here for over 72 hours. And you don't think of the things that are the stuff in the fridge, right? And literally, there were 260,000 plus households that are without power. There's only 106,000 people in Ventura, which means the entire city was up without power. We have three vehicles that are active. None of them had a full tank of gas. Right? And you could not drive to a gas station and get gas. You couldn't drive to a 7-Eleven and buy ding-dongs. I mean, you know.
Because everything was closed.
Everything was closed.
What went through your mind when they said, get out, Daryl?
Well, just, what was vital to leave, and what would you care about if you came back and it was all gone, right? I mean, And you can't. At some point you have to say, if it's all gone, I'm going to start from scratch, and whatever will happen will happen.
I told you before we started the show today that our friend Christine Powers in upstate New York, Cohost, New York, I believe is where she lives. She's a friend of Robert Clancy, who will be coming up in just a few moments. One of the interesting things is that she was about to start downsizing. She and her husband had decided to downsize. Well, they downsized overnight.
Yeah. We've done some of that, you know, but I mean, I've got a 1970s Wurlitzer jukebox in the garage here. You can't load that into the car and leave. I mean, there's just some things that I guess you just need to be mentally prepared to let go.
My wife called me from work and said, I want you to start loading up the car. And we were not under evacuation. And she said, you know, the wedding album, family pictures, you know, cash stash, as you said earlier, you know, things like that. And I said, wait a second, what about my stuff?
but the other thing is, you know, if you're going to not evacuate, right, if you're under almost mandatory or mandatory with nobody's enforcing it and you're in the house, right, how are you going to keep your laptops and cell phones charged up enough to be able to even monitor what's going on, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, we couldn't watch cable TV. We couldn't access the news. Whatever we could do, we, you know, and the cell sites, some of them are up, some of them are not. Internet access was limited because, you know, our internet comes off, you know, the cable boxes and stuff.
That's
here,
over that way,
wireless,
by the way.
Over there. And that had no power, obviously. So
right.
We didn't have modems. We didn't have wireless.
What about
internet.
Off your cell phone itself?
The only place that gets is from the cell towers, and some of them were up and some of them were not, you know. So, I mean.
Or you could have been on the AT&T network like I am. And anyway, that's another story for another time.
Here's an endorsement from Mark.
Or a not endorsement from Mark.
But yeah, it's scary, you know, to realize that all these modern necessities that you take for granted just are maybe not there one day.
Right. What about gratitude, you know, that, you know, Sherry and everybody else were okay?
Well, certainly, you know, the fact that we came out okay out of the other end is good. I mean, first of all, on the day that we're recording, which is December 12th, the last week and a half has been just a whirlwind. But the fire is still active. It's covered 250,000 acres plus at this point. It's gone over to Montecito and Carpinteria area to the north, to the south. It's still approaching, and they're evacuating last night people in Fillmore. Right?
So, right. I mean, and Carpinteria was mandatorily evacuated.
By the time it's done, it'll probably be the largest
fire ever
in California. And, you know, to say that we're grateful now is one thing, but, you know, it's not over yet, and we can't just rest on our haunches saying, hey, it bypassed us. Our particular residence where we're at right now probably is not one that would be high risk, but the place next door to us is an abandoned house. It's a complete wooden structure.
Oh, my.
And, yeah, that would be my candidate of the first place to go up in the neighborhood. So by the fact that it's right next door would be probably a bad news situation, especially with the flames being nine houses away.
Right, and sparks and things like that.
And these flames we're talking about were, you know, not no small deal. These were 100-foot tall flames in some cases.
It very scary stuff. And then at the same time, I'm remembering 4 or 5 years ago, my wife calls me on her way to work and says there's a brush fire off the freeway we called it the Camarillo Grade. Dr. Saleha mentioned that earlier. I don't know if it was during our conversation or not, but going, you know, she was going to work down the grade, and she said there's a fire there. It burnt from there all the way to Malibu, and we were mandatorily evacuated. We had some place to go in downtown Thousand Oaks, not far away. We went to our daughter's home. They took me out kicking and screaming.
Well, this fire started in Santa Paula. And went
that's
across,
what, 60 miles from here?
Santa Paula's maybe 20 miles from here,
okay.
But if you look at the course of the fire from Santa Paula to Montecito to Santa Barbara, we're talking 50, 60 miles.
Right.
You know, I mean, it went across the 150 and then sort of, you know, followed the freeways, so to speak, or the ridges of the mountains, which obviously the way they're cut, follow the freeways.
Well, coming into the studio this morning, I saw all kinds of signage saying, thank you, firefighters. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the amazing thing is, if you look at the fire trucks that are going past, they're from Arizona, they're from Oregon, they're from Colorado, they're from... This has certainly been a multi-state effort, but I will tell you that Tuesday morning, as I was watching the hillside burn behind us, I did not see one fire truck, I did not see one police car, I didn't see one rescue vehicle. They were not flying anything in. Overnight, no helicopters, no airplanes. I mean, literally.
Is that because of the wind?
Well, partially. But literally, there was no one here fighting that fire. I'm telling you that right now.
That's amazing. That's
scary.
It's scary. It is scary. But for the firefighters who have come in from other states and other counties, we thank you. Our blessings go out to you for helping.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, we're grateful that our homes, personally, and the studio
are still here. I mean, they say when the firefighters are walking into the local restaurants to eat, people are standing up and giving them standing ovations and stuff. And what they do for a living, they certainly deserve that.
They really do. They EMTs are underpaid, is what I've been told.
I don't think there's enough money in the world would properly compensate them for what they do.
No, absolutely, positively not.
So it's got to have to do with passion more than just the financial gain.
Exactly. Well, I thank you for sharing your points of view and your thoughts. I kept calling poor Daryl. I tried not to be too much of a pain in the neck, but I was concerned.
You can never be ready enough.
No.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you should start now.
Absolutely. Be ready. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about new beginnings with Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers, as Late Night Health continues. Hey, join us at latenighthealth.com and like us, please, on Facebook, facebook.com/latenighthealthradio. That's facebook.com/latenighthealthradio. I'm Mark Allen. Daryl and I return as Late Night Health continues.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. When your life's problems seem to rise and fall like the waves on a stormy ocean, let hope become your life raft and faith become your paddle. Every sea touches a calm shoreline somewhere in the world, and eventually this storm that you're going through will pass too. Never allow negative circumstances to define you. Whatever happens to you in life may be fated, and it certainly can't be changed after the fact. What you can change is how you feel about it and how you're going to let it affect you. Today is a brand new day, and as with any gift, share it with love and gratitude.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
The latest from the greatest. The best in new music by classic rockers. With your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Darrell Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L-W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said, Wayne Insane.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. Coming up in our next hour, Ken Redcross will be joining us. We're going to talk about paying off the sleep debt. Can you catch up like on the weekends for lack of sleep during the week? We'll be talking with Dr. Ken in just a few moments from now. If you don't get hour two, check us out at latenighthealth.com, latenighthealth.com. All of our shows, or many of our shows, are up there. We're going to go to upstate New York, and Robert Clancy, who is the author of Soul Ciphers. And we're going to talk about uphill battles with new beginnings. Roberts, what is your inspirational note for us today?
Yes, it's all about new beginnings. And I know that on both the West Coast and the East Coast, we've been dealing with a lot of fires. In fact, our city, where my office is, made the national news, too, with a huge fire that burned 38 buildings and almost burned the entire city down.
Wow.
So here's my inspirational thought. At times, life may seem like an uphill battle, but when you stop and look back, you'll see that you've scaled a mountain of hope and that love's rope has always been in your hand to assist you in that climb. And I had a great perspective today and last week. And when I closed the door of my building last week, I thought that was the last time I was going to see the office, because there was a building on fire two away from ours. And I know all the fires in California and everything. And, you know, with new beginnings, there's always renewal. And it created a new perspective, not only with our staff, but everyone, that, you know, hey, this is coming. We need to all pull together and figure this out. And I didn't know if I would have a business the next day or how to respond to that, you know, with the fire. But the number one thing that everybody did, especially in the town, is everybody pulled together to help each other. And it's something that I realized, that there's a bigger picture, there's a bigger message. And, you know, thank God I came back the next morning after the fires were out and the building was still here. It was untouched. It's one of the few buildings in the city that didn't really get burned. And I don't know, by the grace of God, we made it through that. But I do realize a lot of people lost things. So, you know, we had a lunch with a restaurant in town that is helping out the victims of the fires. And we donated and partook in, you know, just, you know, using that restaurant and having a holiday lunch there with our whole staff.
I know that here our fire was a little bit larger than yours. I think over 1,000 over 1,000 buildings have been lost.
Yeah,
right.
And 250,000 acres burned.
Yeah.
Where we are now, the fire came within 10 houses to the Wayne Manor studio, and in my house, at my house, I was so grateful that it did not come close. We smelled the smoke, certainly. We saw the smoke. We felt the smoke. We're still feeling it. And if the wind changes, who knows?
Yeah. And when we had the same winds, you know, it was 30-mile, 40-mile-an-hour winds here. You guys had it, you know, even more extreme than that. And it was like a fire tornado, and there was no stopping it. And we had 30 fire trucks in this small city. I mean, it's not a huge city where our building is. It's just north of Albany, New York. And, you know, it's an old industrial, so it's all these beautiful buildings from the 1800s and, you know, these Victorian structures. And unfortunately, three of them burned straight to the ground, you know, four-story, five-story structures. And it's history that's being lost, too. But I do realize, you know, when I see California, you know, it keeps things in perspective that our fire, even though it was huge here, is relatively small to what is impacting others.
And we have people coming from other states, other counties to help. And there are signs all over thanking firefighters. And there's just not enough of them to control this thing. And if the winds change, the aircraft and helicopters can't help. It's awful.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, our friend Christine Powers lost everything. I've mentioned her several times today. I mean, it's hard to go through that.
Right. Well, the key message is keep in mind perspective and that there's always a new beginning, and that's really the what you hold in your heart.
Got it. Robert, thank you for joining us today. Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers. Go to soulciphers.com, soulciphers.com, or join us at latenighthealth.com, and you'll be able to connect to Robert that way as well. All right, hour one is over. Coming up next, Ken Redcross on hour two, and we'll also talk about physician burnout during hour two. So don't go away. There's more coming up. If you don't get it, go to latenighthealth.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity. For a cash settlement, call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150, 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications